George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRT.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's first full day in Asia began with helping in an expanded ceasefire agreement between Thailand and Cambodia.
The United States will have a robust commerce and cooperation.
The deal builds off a truce from 3 months ago and will free 18 Cambodian prisoners. Trump then signing trade deals with Cambodia, Malaysia, and a framework deal with Thailand.
That's ABC Selena Wang. The president also announced a 10% increase in tariffs on Canadian imports. That's in response to an Ontario TV ad that featured former President Ronald Reagan criticizing tariffs. Hurricane Melissa, now a Category 4 storm, continues to get stronger, and officials in Jamaica are urging people on the island to evacuate and take precautions now before expected landfall tomorrow night or early Tuesday. The prosecutor in Paris says two people have been arrested in connection with last week's jewel heist at the Louvre, one of them at the airport while attempting to flee to Algeria. This is ABC News. Ancient rites in an ancient language heard today at St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican.
Something that hasn't been heard in a minute. A top American cardinal, Raymond Burke, celebrating Mass in Latin. Pope Leo had allowed the Latin Mass, thrilling conservative traditionalists. The priests celebrating the Mass with their backs to the pews, as was done before the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s, modernized the church. Many traditionalist Catholics had felt abandoned by Pope Francis, who greatly restricted the ancient rites. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Pennsylvania's attorney general announced criminal charges as the result of a year-long investigation into suspected fraudulent voter registration forms submitted ahead of last year's presidential election. But the attorney general, a Republican, says the fraud allegations appear to be motivated by a desire to make money and keep jobs, not to influence election results. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mainly sunny for today, a high in the low 60s. A mostly clear sky tonight, low in the upper 30s. And more sun on Monday, a high near 60. After that, rain chances return for Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 37.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
This morning I got up at 6:01. I walked out and saw the rising sun, and I drank it in like whiskey. I saw a tree I've seen a thousand times, a bird on a branch, and I watched it fly away in the wind. And it hit me, It's a beautiful world, sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Yeah, some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some days you're living. Mm-hmm. I went back in and fired the coffee up. She walked in the kitchen like she always does in my t-shirt. And it killed me. And I kissed her like it was the first time. She laughed and looked at me like I lost my mind. I said, baby, I love you, can't live without you. I know I don't say it enough, but some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living like you never die. The blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little higher. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living. I don't see so clear. Some days you start singing and you don't need a reason. Sometimes the world's just right, your clear eyes ain't even blinking. Got a heart full of grateful for all you've been given. Yeah, some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Some days you're living, yeah. Living like you'll never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living. Mm-hmm. Some days you're living.
Country continues on Sunday morning with the late, great Toby Keith.
Day by day, we let love just walk away. And I'll be the first to say, I was glad to see it going day by day. Ever since you went away, I find that I'm still missing you. I just got to know, does that blue moon ever shine on you? I wanna hold you close to me, feel just like it used to be. And baby, if you like I do, you can come to me. Does that blue moon ever shine on you? On my mind, you were right there all the time. I could search and never find someone that does me like you do. Is a part where I'm giving you my heart. I was a fool to let you go. Girl, I just got to know, does that blue moon ever shine on you? I wanna hold you close to me, feel just like it used to be. And baby, if you feel like I do,
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDM.
I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know. Staring at your heartbreak eyes. It's like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know. Wishing you were there alone. Wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine. Looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me.
Today, one big country star after another. Real Country, 1430.
Dear Lord, can you help me? I'm falling out of grace. I'm crawling back to heaven from this hell on earth I made. My blood is getting heavy. There's metal in my veins. It's running like the river filled with all of my mistakes. On my knees, I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. Wondering where and when I fell apart. Oh, I fell apart. I had enough of my demons. Angels only meet you where you are. And I'm in the dark. At least for now, Lord, I ain't losing hope. There's some. Shackled in these chains, I'm haunted by the lies of every time I said I'd change. I'm slipping through the shadows, it's weighing on my soul. The lights are shining on me, but there ain't nobody home. On my knees, I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. Somehow you can make
Oh, I fell apart. I had enough of my demons. But angels only meet you where you are. And I'm in the dark. At least for now, Lord, I ain't losing hope. That somehow you can make a heart of gold from this heart of stone. From this heart of stone. This heart of stone. 'Cause I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming.
Jelly Roll and Heart of Stone. According to Bratch's 2024 sales data, Utah takes the crown as the biggest candy corn lover in the nation. The Beehive State tops the list, heavy with Midwestern corn powerhouses like Iowa, Kansas, Indiana, Nebraska, Missouri, and surprisingly, Illinois. And Wisconsin didn't even make the cut. Maybe it's the Beehive symbolism or just Utah's collective sweet tooth, but the state can't get enough of those sugary tricolor triangles.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Durant to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansan Associates, downtown Durand.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn.
Favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Maybe the jukebox will heal up a heartache, but I'd go in to dance. Maybe the whiskey can wipe out a memory, but it only hurts my head. Maybe some dancing will pick me up, but the best song always ends. Now I'm down to telling myself, time is a fool's best friend.
Dr. Time, have mercy on me. Don't wait
friends tell me hard work can fill up the hours. It don't feel this big. Course says a phone call can bring forgiveness. She'd hang up again. Gotta give me something to forget her every time I lay down. There ain't a night goes by I don't wish I'd wake up a year from now. Dr. Time, have mercy on me. Don't wait too long, set me free. Dr. Time, I'm counting on you, 'cause you're the only one who can pull me through. Time, tell the truth, you're the only one I trust. How many weeks until I leave this heartache in the dust? Dr. Time, have mercy on me. Don't wait too long, set me free.
AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Duran.
Welcome to our WRDN radio audience. We are in the book of 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and I'm going to read two verses to start our passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And the Bible says here, as Paul writes these believers in southern Greece, he says, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Father in heaven, we thank you for this letter, and we thank you for other letters that are in the Bible. And we pray that you'd help us now to glean truths that will enable us to better serve you, better walk with you, and better serve others. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, last week what we did is we had a study on splits and squabbles, or quarrels, if you would, in the church. And the preceding verses here to verse 17 and verse 18, we looked at there were four different factions that were going in different directions within that church at Corinth. And there were those that said, "I'm for Peter." There are those that said, "I'm for Apollos." There are those that said, "I am for Paul." And then there was others, the super spiritual said, "Well, oh, no, we're just simply for Jesus Christ." You know, and there's a little tone of self-righteousness in that. And Paul refutes that mindset, and he wants us to refute that division or that party spirit as well. So to disarm that way of thinking, Paul says that is really acting like the world. That is really acting like those that do not know the Lord. And it's acting according to man's wisdom, not according to God's wisdom. And that insight, it begins right here in verse 17. Christ, he says, sent me to preach the gospel. Now, not with me, not with wisdom of words, not with trying to figure out what's clever, wet my finger, and then put it in the air and see which way the cultural winds are blowing so that we can gain a bigger crowd. No, he said, Christ sent me simply to preach the word and to preach the cross. And he says, if I try to muck it up, by making it too intellectual, if I try to muck it up with my own understanding, I'm going to nullify the power that comes when people say, hey, guess what? You are a sinner. Guess what? You deserve death for your sin. But guess what? Jesus Christ paid the penalty for your sin. And the Bible says that God the Father accepted his death as a payment for your sin and for mine and resurrected him the third day. Proof positive that Christ's work on the cross can remove your sin, your guilt, and make you fit for heaven. That's the wisdom of God. That is not man's wisdom. For the preaching of the cross, the Bible tells us here, is foolishness in verse 18. To them that perish, to them who are perishing, quite literally here, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Unto us who are being saved right now, you know, there's a present aspect where we're saved from the penalty of sin, but right now we are saved from the power of sin as we walk with God and as we serve the Lord. So, very quickly here, Paul shows five ways in which God's wisdom is superior to man's wisdom. Paul shows five ways that God's wisdom is superior to man's wisdom. And first way is God's wisdom is permanent. God's wisdom is permanent. It is lasting. All right? And so we preach the cross. We tell people about sin. You believe in sin? Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Man is evolving. He's getting better and better. Well, read the headlines and see how better he has gotten. No, we preach the cross. We talk about sin. We talk about heaven. We talk about hell. We talk about Christ who died for us and was resurrected. And God's wisdom is permanent. We see here, right here in verse 19. Boy, this is crazy, these glasses. In verse 19, for it is written, God says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer, the debater of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Now, that is actually a quote from Isaiah chapter 37. Jerusalem, back in 701 B.C., in 701 B.C., was surrounded by the Assyrian army, large army from the Fertile Crescent. And one country after another country after another country fell to Sennacherib, who was the king of Assyria. And he said he was going to come and he was going to take out Judah's army. He's going to take out King Hezekiah's defenses of Jerusalem. And the Bible says that God destroyed that army in one night. 185,000 Assyrian soldiers died. And so he says right here, when Hezekiah brought the need before the Lord, when Hezekiah told the Lord in the temple about the threats of Sennacherib, their enemy, this is the message that the prophet Isaiah gave in response to Hezekiah's prayer. God says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. And so, and that's exactly what happened that night when the death angel went outside the city of Jerusalem. God destroyed all of Sennacherib's military tactics to take city and country after country. It was over in just one night. And the Bible says that God is going to take the wisdom of this world. Someone has said, you know, we've got more PhDs today than we've ever had in our country's history. But we lack common sense, even though we have all these degrees that we have, and not able to discern right from wrong. You know, in Revelation 17, verse 14, the Bible says, then shall make war with the, they shall make war, they shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. When Jesus Christ returns, all of man's humanistic wisdom is going to just go right down the drain. God will destroy it. And God's wisdom, however, is eternal. It will go on and on and on. The beginning of knowledge, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So if God's wisdom is better than man's, even though it doesn't appear like it, it is. And it lasts. Second of all, God's wisdom is better than man's because it is more powerful than man's. It is more powerful than man's. The Bible says in verse 21 here, it says, for after that, or for since, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. God's wisdom is more powerful than man's. The Bible says here in verse 22, for the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. The Jews were looking for a sign. You remember in Matthew chapter 12, then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, but he answered and said unto them, an evil and an adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The Jews stumbled at the crucified Christ. Why? They were looking for outward evidence. And here they said, when our Messiah comes, he's going to throw off the yoke of Rome. It didn't happen that way at his first coming. And they stumbled at that. And the Bible says here that the Greeks or the pagans, those that do not know the Lord Jesus, that they were seeking after wisdom. We want some kind of a plan of salvation that is very complex and that will meet our intellectual needs. And that's what we need. You know, Corinth was 40 miles away from the intellectual capital of the world, Athens. And Paul certainly knew about Aristotle. Paul knew about Plato. Paul knew about Socrates and all of these great philosophers that came from Greece. But when he came, he said, you know what? I'm going to just give you a simple message. And you have sinned. And the Bible says that Jesus died on the cross for you. And he didn't try to use Aristotelian logic or Platonic logic to give the gospel out. And you can have all of the answers intellectually and still lose. It is the power of God that goes forth when we give the word of God that changes hearts and shows people that they need Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 55, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirits and of the joints and marrow. My friend, when you are using the book and when you are sticking with Scripture to tell people about their need for God, you have the most powerful tool in God's arsenal, and that can pierce through their dark hearts and show them the need for Jesus Christ. The Romans, the Greeks, Roman archaeologists have found an etching on a stone, and it had a caricature of Christ, a figure of Christ on the cross. And In this etching, Christ has the head of an ass. That shows you the contempt and the disdain that the first and second century world had for the Lord Jesus. And this message that a dead Jew who would die on a cross and somehow come alive again can change lives, forgive sins, give purpose, and open the door to heaven. Well, that's just plain foolishness. But the Bible says that's the power of God. Amen. And God's wisdom lasts longer than man's. God's wisdom is more powerful than man's. But I want you to see something else here. God's wisdom to man is a paradox. It is a paradox. It's two things that they just don't make sense. It's a paradox. But it really isn't a surprise, though, is it? Because what about Gideon and the Midianites? 300 soldiers took on thousands from the land of Midian east of Jordan. And they had an overwhelming success. How about Joshua and Israel when they went into the promised land? They walked around the city of Jericho, didn't they? 7 days. And then the priest blew the trumpet and the walls fell down. How did that happen? That was a miracle. How could God take a little shepherd boy, 16 or 17 years of age, had a slingshot come up against a Philistine soldier at least 9 feet in height, and that teenager had no armor, but he took out that giant called Goliath. God uses the things that the world ridicules. Had the opportunity to talk to a man this week about the Lord, and as I gave him my testimony, he came up before he left and he just said, "Have a good day." It's like, oh, it's all right. It works for you. Happy you found something. My friend, he needed to find Christ as his Savior. And if he doesn't, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And those that turn their back on the cross and the Bible and getting serious about God find out way, 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 way too late that this whole thing is real. It's foolishness to them right now. But it's a paradox in human thinking. In 178 AD, the philosopher Celsus mockingly wrote of Christians. He sarcastically mimics what he believed Christians accepted. He says, "Let no cultured person draw near. None who are wise, none who are sensible. For all that kind of thing, we count evil. But if any man is ignorant, if any man is wanting in sense and culture, if anybody is a fool, let him come boldly to this Christ. We see these Christians in their own houses with their wool dresses, the cobblers, the people that repair the shoes, the worst, the vulgarest of society. The most uneducated people, they are following Christ. And they swarm like bats or ants creeping out of their nest, or frogs that are holding a symposium around a swamp, or worms convening in mud." It's one of the great philosophers there from Rome. It's how he viewed believers. Yes, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those that do not know Jesus Christ as Savior. It is a paradox. God's wisdom is superior to man's. In Romans chapter 1, turn back with me, please. Romans chapter 1 to the book that just precedes 1 Corinthians. Romans chapter 1 here. And I'm going to begin reading here in verse 18 of Romans chapter 1. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." That is, God's wrath is revealed against those who know that there is a God, against those who know the difference between right and wrong. It's revealed from heaven. God has given message after message after message through his prophets that he hates that kind of life. And it says here, why will God reveal his wrath? And verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest or known in them. For God hath showed it to him. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world, from the start of the world, his power, his Godhead, his wisdom. Everybody knows that there's someone that put this planet in orbit. Everybody knows that there's someone that put the stars in the sky. That these are the invisible things of God. Every man knows that intuitively. It says here, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they're without excuse. Because that when they knew God, what they knew about him, they chose not to glorify him as God. They chose not to be thankful, but became vain or empty in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and they chose man's wisdom over the wisdom of God, which is found here in this book. For the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them who are lost. So, if we want answers to life, where we're going, why we are here, what is ultimately right and wrong, we don't go to Yale. We don't go to Harvard. We don't go to Cal Poly in Central California. These people may be brilliant in a human sphere, but they know nothing concerning God, because they have turned their back on him and have embraced this culture and the ideas of this world over God's reasoning. And it's a terrible, terrible thing. And then, number four here, God's wisdom is superior to man's in its purpose, in its purpose. Let's turn back now to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Well, let's begin with verse 37, or verse 26. For you see, you're calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world hath God, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and all things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. You know, God doesn't necessarily need all the educated and all the most athletic and all the brilliant and those that are especially handsome or those who are especially beautiful. God deliberately bypasses such sometimes, because these people many times get stuck on themselves, I'm afraid to say. He delights in saving people who are humble. He delights in saving people who say, there is a God, and I believe him, and I believe this book that he has left for us. God works so, so differently than man. And it's a stumbling block, because they're looking for physical evidences that indicate that there is a God. But you have to go deeper than that. You have to listen to your heart. Now, number four here. God's wisdom is superior in its purpose. In its purpose. Why does God work like this? Well, it says here that no flesh should glory in his presence. No one can say, I found God intellectually. My friend, when your life is falling apart and you've got a college degree or two or three college degrees, and maybe you're earning a six-figure income, and you're there at the top of the corporate ladder or something like that, but your life is falling apart, you're not going to find God through education and through business management and MBA programs. You're going to find God when you get on your knees and say, God, I give up. I can't manage my life on my own. I've tried, and I failed. Nothing makes sense, God. And many say, I'm ready to check out and I don't want to live anymore. My friend, when you come to the end of the rope, it's Christ you need to grab hold of. And he will take you and he will receive you if you will receive him. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my burden is easy, and my yoke is light. God works in such a strange way. Yes. Now, the purpose here, verse 29, it says that no flesh should glory in his presence. There'll be no proud people striding around heaven saying, I was so good that God had to let me into heaven. Mm-hmm. Nothing like that at all. What does God give those that believe on him and his son? He gives them wisdom, the Bible says in verse 30, but of him, or because of God the Father, are ye in Christ Jesus. And we've studied from John chapter 6 that it is the Father who draws people to the Son and gives people as gifts to the Son. But of him, because of him, are you in Christ Jesus, who of God, or because of God, Christ Jesus has made unto us what? Wisdom. He's made unto us what? Righteousness. He's made unto us a sanctification. He enables us to overcome debilitating, addictive habits. And he's made unto us our redemption. He buys us out of the slave market of sin. And that is his purpose. It is his purpose, is to give us heaven's best. Man's wisdom, yeah, it has temporal value. I'll never say it doesn't. But God's wisdom has eternal value. And he puts broken lives together in inexplicable ways. And it is through coming to his son and acknowledging that my life is out of control. I cannot manage things. I need a savior. I need God in my life. And God has a purpose for that superior wisdom. He gives us wisdom. We have his son. His name is wisdom in the book of Proverbs. We have his righteousness, for God hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. God's sanctification, he says, Jesus is now made unto us sanctification. How many times have you tried to quit a terrible habit and you can't do it, and you try harder and harder and harder, and you white knuckle it, and you try and try and try, and you flop and you flop and you flop? My friend, let the Lord come into your life and he will give you victory. Victory over that which you cannot get in your own human strength. And then he gives us redemption. Redemption. That means he buys us for himself through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And the death of Christ on the cross was not used to buy us from the power of Satan. No, it was used to satisfy the holy righteousness of God. And so God's wisdom has a divine purpose right there. And then last of all right here, God's wisdom is superior to man in its presentation. In its presentation. And so Paul says in chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, he says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom. Isn't it something how God used a man like Moses? Moses had a stuttering problem. Moses couldn't talk quite right. That's why Aaron was raised up to be the spokesman. God would speak to Moses, and then Moses would tell Aaron what God wanted from the children of Israel. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, the personal words of God. That's a testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, Paul came to Corinth after being beaten up and imprisoned in Philippi. Paul came to Corinth after being run out of Thessalonica and Berea. And then Paul came to Corinth after being mocked and sneered at and laughed at in the Acropolis there in Spain. And he says, when I came to you, I didn't know what kind of reaction I was going to get. And if you read the book of Acts, you find that God appeared to Paul and says, Paul, I'm going to take care of you here. You just continue to give out my word. You just continue to do it. So he says, in the presentation of the gospel, God's wisdom is superior. It's not the way man operates. And my speech and my preaching, verse 4, was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand or be based on the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So what we have here is Paul is saying, now listen, I know there are splits and quarrels in your fellowship right there. And you, different people are lining up under different speakers. And that's just man's wisdom instead of just simply following Jesus Christ. And he says, God's wisdom is superior. It is superior to man's. It's permanent. It lasts. It's superior in its power. Man's wisdom is weak. God's wisdom is a paradox. God's wisdom is superior in its purpose, and God's wisdom is superior in its presentation. So, what is he saying? He's saying that those in Corinth must resist the temptation to think and act like the world when they're with God's people, or even outside of the church. Our wisdom comes from Jesus Christ. And the only way to access that wisdom, my friend, the only way to access that is by meeting him, first of all, as Savior, and then after that, meeting with him daily in prayer and reading his word. A church that does this has the Prince of Peace in their midst, and they're not going to have the squabbles and the quarrels that the church there had in Corinth. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your wonderful word. Lord, may we not rely upon our intellect as we seek to be a witness for you, but may we rely upon the infallible scriptures and their power that comes with them as we give it out. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Strength for Today from the Bible Teaching Ministry of Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand. If you have a question,